Solar basics for homeowners. Understanding financial incentives and rebates. Saving money on your solar investment. One of the most appealing aspects of going solar is the availability of various financial incentives and rebates. These programs, offered at both the federal and state levels, can significantly reduce the upfront cost of your solar system and accelerate your return on investment. This lesson will explore the different types of incentives and rebates you may encounter and how to find out what's available in your area. Federal incentives. The most significant federal incentive for homeowners going solar is the Federal Solar Tax Credit, officially known as the Investment Tax Credit, ITC. This credit allows you to deduct a percentage of the cost of your solar system from your federal income taxes. Current credit amount. The ITC currently offers a 30% tax credit for systems placed in service before 2033. It will decrease to 26% in 2033 and 22% in 2034. After 2034, the residential tax credit expires. Qualifications. To qualify for the ITC, you must own the solar system, i.e., you can't be leasing it, and it must be installed on your primary or secondary residence. How it works. The tax credit is non-refundable, meaning you can't get any money back from the government if the credit exceeds your tax liability. However, you can carry forward any unused portion of the credit to future tax years. State incentives and rebates. Many states also offer their own incentives and rebates for solar installations. These can include state tax credits. Similar to the federal ITC, some states offer tax credits for solar. Cash rebates. Some states offer cash rebates to homeowners who install solar systems. Feed-in tariffs. A few states offer feed-in tariffs, which are payments for the electricity your solar system generates, even if you don't use it yourself. Solar Renewable Energy Certificates, SRECs. SRECs are tradable certificates that represent the environmental benefits of solar energy. Homeowners can sell their SRECs to utilities or other entities to generate additional income. Property tax exemptions. Some states offer property tax exemptions for the added value that solar panels bring to your home. This prevents your property taxes from increasing as a result of your solar investment. Sales tax exemptions. Some states exempt solar equipment from sales tax, reducing the upfront cost of your system. Qualifications for state incentives. The qualifications for state incentives vary widely. Some common requirements include system size. There may be limits on the size of the solar system that is eligible for incentives. Installation date. Incentives may be available only for systems installed within a specific time frame. Installer certification. Some states require that solar systems be installed by certified installers to qualify for incentives. Location. Incentives may be limited to certain geographic areas within the state. Income qualification. Some incentives may only be available to lower-income homeowners. Finding information on state incentives. The best place to find information on state-specific incentives and rebates is the Database of State Incentives for Renewables and Efficiency, DSIRE, website. DSIRE is a comprehensive resource that provides detailed information on incentives and rebates for renewable energy and energy efficiency projects in every state. You can also check with your state's energy office or your local utility company for information on available programs. Local incentives. In addition to federal and state incentives, some local governments or utility companies may also offer their own rebates or incentives for solar. Check with your city or county government and your local utility company for any available programs. Combining incentives. In many cases, you can combine federal, state, and local incentives to maximize your savings. This can significantly reduce the net cost of your solar system. Summary. Financial incentives and rebates can make going solar even more affordable. Understanding the different types of incentives available, both at the federal and state levels, is essential for maximizing your savings. Use resources like DSIRE to research the specific programs available in your area and consult with a qualified solar installer to determine which incentives you are eligible for.